Welcome back to part two of our two-part series with Kathy O'Brien. This is a shorter episode, but still packed with lots of insights from Kathy's newest book, Align with the Divine. So enjoy the rest of this episode, and we will see you guys next week.
Kathy, how did you learn about these techniques? Was it through Mark that was assisting you with this, or is this something that you intuitively kind of realized as you were going through the process of healing once you were out of that environment?
Well, yeah, it because reclaiming free thought, free will, soul expression gave me access to all of that and the understanding. It's like the understanding that no matter how I was tortured, the near-death experiences, my spirit was always in a safe, loving space. They never could touch my spirit. That is an amazing realization, and it's one to that I know from my own experience. So that being a reality, I keep that freeway open. I keep stay aligned with the divine all the time. Why would I do otherwise? It's such a celebration of life, and it's not that I'm ignoring my past. It's like Kelly and I are together all the time now, and we're free to do that. Everything is it's just a beautiful, beautiful experience to have. And in being together, we don't sit around and like, oh, look what happened to us, and oh, these years we missed together, or well, we don't do that. We're too busy embracing every moment now and enjoying the little things, making a dinner together, just the little things all the time. And it's really fun to share with her our views on what in the world is going on, because we have the filter of our past experiences to give us the wisdom to understand the magnitude of what really is unfolding, to see that the positive change that is occurring, to see people finally realizing they can't wait on government to fix it for them and they're taking their own action, But we get to look through the filter of the reality of our past experience. So it's not like we separate from it, shut it off, pretend it doesn't exist. It's right there. But it gives us the wisdom to be able to move forward. And it's really fun to get to share the insights that gives us, and people everywhere are going to be able to enjoy that again and realize that, again, what happens to us in life isn't who we are. Who we are is still within. And if Kelly and I can have the relation after all that we have been through in our lives, then people surely can heal from their differences they went through with mind control masked as a virus that ripped families apart, and it was the people who bought into the media narrative in fear versus the ones who didn't and were thinking free, and they're screaming at each other, wear the mask, no, don't wear the mask. I mean, it tore families apart. But when you understand mind control, when you understand what was being done, then all of a sudden they can look at each other and it's like, oh, it was all love all along. I wanted you to be healthy. It's like, well, I wanted you to be healthy. So it's all love. And it gives us a deeper understanding of each other so that we're not snap judgmental and hateful. And ultimately, as we move through this curve and evolve with the knowledge that's our defense against mind control going forward, we are raising the vibration of the planet. We're raising the vibration of humanity. And as that vibration continues to raise, it's our victory. And we're starting to live it and reclaim it. It's starting to happen now, and it's a beautiful thing to see. But let's go faster so that we just dissipate the darkness once and for all.
Kathy, does healing look different for someone who has experienced the level of trauma that you personally went through from somebody who experiences day-to-day life without that level of trauma or not? Like, would someone, I'm just thinking of even reading your book, I feel like to some degree, we've all experienced trauma just being alive on this planet.
Yeah, for sure.
What would you say to individuals who are curious about then looking to your book for guidance who haven't experienced sexual trauma?
Like, is the process to heal still relatively the same process?
It's still the same process. And it begins with opening neuron pathways in the brain, reclaiming free thought, free will, soul expression, aligning with the divine within, living a life's purpose. We all are here for a reason. We need to remember who we are, why we're here, and align with that divine within, gather the strength of spirit and infinite power of love, and live our life's purpose. So it's the same process for all of us. And mind control is ultimately a spiritual warfare when you consider that it inhibits our ability to, you know, access our own strength of spirit. So they know it's a spiritual warfare in that regard. They like I said, they fear the strength of the human spirit. It's our victory. It's our saving grace. So the healing journey, no matter what we've been through in life, no matter the severity of it, the process is exactly the same. And it's like we can't heal for each other. Everyone has to do it for themselves. It's like a spiritual journey. We can't have a spiritual experience for someone else. They have to realize all that and experience it themselves. You know, so it's an individual journey. It's the same one for all of us. And any extreme, whatever extreme that life has put in our path, we can still overcome it and move forward.
Kathy, what, any specific ways that you personally have found really beneficial to, even when people have started to regain the power to of free thought again, where do you sort of do certain practices that help you genuinely align with the divine, like actually connect to that deeper sense of who you are, where you start to open up those pathways for synchronicities and deeper insights and whatnot? Because I feel like when those things start to come online, that's a game changer for people. They start to access information from a new place rather than constantly accessing it from this same old place that's been running the show for their lives for the most part. And then all of a sudden now something new can happen. What have you found, any specific ways that have been really beneficial for you to be able to actually access that?
To shut off all devices and get outside in nature, be with my dog. You know, he reminded me today. I was rushing around. I had so many things to catch up on, and was too intently focused. Was not aligned with the divine in that moment. So he blocked me. He just completely blocked me from being able to even reach my computer. He got in my way, and I started laughing. And it was like, whoa, that okay. I get it. I went, got his leash. We took a long, long woods walk and just, you know, thoroughly enjoyed it. And it was fun. So, you know, our animals can remind us if we get too caught up in ourselves, you know, to be able to take that break. But we got to keep that balance in life all the time. Whatever our workload is, we got to play harder than we work. We have to, if we have a lot of stress, we have to make sure that we take time to de-stress. But that's up to us to choose to take the time to do that and maintain that balance. It's so important for all of us. And, you know, animals are a real good way to help keep us balanced.
I love that, Kathy. Is it also, like, for people listening to that, that also lets you know that that is like your own divine right to have that connection. And it never leaves. It's there. It's really, what are the things that just kind of create the static that get in the way of that clear connection again? And I mean, we find that too. It's like you go spend time out in nature. We take a couple of hours to go out and just be out in garden for a while and get the kids out. And it's like, it really is a game changer. And I swear people think these things have to be so complex and, you know, more and more like advanced technology to figure it out. And it's like, just do what Kathy said, like unplug and spend more time there and then work that into your life. So that genuinely becomes where you're starting to spend more of your time and just see then what starts to happen, you know, try it out.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would suggest anybody read Align with the Divine too. And ponder the possibilities for themselves. The truth is absolute and is very recognizable, and it'll expand minds so that people can reclaim it. And then we maintain it from there by choice. And it's just a beautiful way to live.
Great. Yeah, there's definitely huge benefits in even recognizing patterns, like even having conversations with you and you speaking of what you've been through, and then us looking at our current environment and recognizing, oh, wow, same strategies and same programs that are being played out now that are so indicative of just the playbook that has been moved through for so long and has been part of our reality is really helpful to see, so that then when it does come and impede upon your reality of day-to-day routine, you're like, oh, I see that for what it is, and I'm just not going to participate. I'm just not going to say yes to that. So that's definitely very helpful in recognizing patterns and then choosing to step away from that. And your book, Resolutions, is a new one as well, and that is more of your poetry and your rhymes that you write.
The Inspire Health Podcast will be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, it's the venting that I do. I wrote so many poems when Mark passed away in 2017. And I lost my hero, my best friend, my soulmate, and I was just coping. And venting through poetry really helped me to maintain clarity of thought amidst the genuine grief. And it helped me through that transition. It helped me to realize that the things that he and I shared were right there still inside of me. His wisdom, his laughter, all of it still right there. The memories that I have are so profound and beautiful. They're all right there. So, you know, I carry Mark with me in everything that I do. I honor him by staying strong. I honor him by sharing the information that he taught me for healing with everyone that I possibly can. And he would be so happy to know that people are embracing that information to the degree that they are. But it really was important for me to write the poetry and be able to express through it in order to maintain my my clarity through it all, because grief is a time when people's suggestibility heightens. And I knew that my abusers would know that I was vulnerable at that time. And so I wanted to be ready to fend. And I've never stopped being able to fend them off, you know? So it's really, it's great in that regard. It really helps to maintain that, because clarity of thinking is important for navigating through these days of this kaleidoscope of change that we're all living. You know, we need our clarity of thinking, and that's just a good way for me to maintain mine.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Beautiful. I so want everyone to who's listening in to go and check out Kathy's books and go in and check out her previous episodes. If you're listening from UK Health Radio, they're available here as well on UK Health platform. But, you know, if you're able to pick up on her resilience, courage, bravery, inspiration, it's, I feel like we can all use even a fraction of what Kathy has.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All my books are on Audible. I read them myself, every one of them, so that people everywhere can have the information that way if they want. So Audible makes it, I think, more accessible globally and it with ease. And by reading them myself and preserving the integrity of information, they get the truth that way. And they also get the little senses that, you know, hearing it from me.
Kathy, where can people go other than Audible? Which website is best for people to go to find more of your work?
And stay connected with you.
Yeah, but transformation.com. TRANCE-formation.com. All my books are available there. My blog posts, I write a lot of articles that are pertinent to today so that people can apply the information. PTSD Time to Heal is secured there. in ebook form so everybody can have access to it now, you know, and get it that way. It's secured with a pay what you can if you can option. And most people just zero out the cost at checkout and have the information that way. I definitely recommend the book form, though, because it's a little workbook and we want to get away from our devices. We want to get away from the computers and the noise and find a quiet place to begin reflecting and reclaiming our free thought. So, all of it, trance-formation.com.
Awesome. Beautiful. Kathy, what do you have in store? I feel like we need to visit you at your upcoming healing sanctuary.
Yeah, I've got a lot of events that are posted on my website, too. I travel extensively. I've been working with the Association for the Recovery of Children. It's loosely affiliated with America's Future Project and the Defend and Protect Children so that people can be effective in stopping the child sex trafficking, to stop human trafficking, to effectively help the survivors and everything. So I have great voice there, but there's a lot of different places where I'm speaking, but ultimately, you know, I would love to have people coming to me and have my own, you know, little healing center where we could just sit around and discuss information instead of me having to travel. I'm not so fond of that aspect. Although it's good getting out and seeing how people really all over the world are you know, just wanting peace and love. And, you know, we're all wanting the same thing. People everywhere are so different from what we're told. You know, we're all just so purely us.
Yeah. I love the thought of that. I would love to see groups of people coming to where your farm is and just having something where they can actually heal. Mm-hmm. That sounds beautiful. Kathy, thank you so much.
You're
absolutely a beacon of light in this world. Mm-hmm. And we so appreciate you.
I appreciate you both. Thank you so much. It's so good seeing you again.
You as well. Kathy.